vegetable van with the horn that's honking like a mariachi band. In the middle of the street, people gather around. Put the dollar, dollar, dollar in the can. I wait. K on the TJ Cowboys hang around. Sleeping in the sidewalk with a Burger King crown. Never wake them up. Massive visit to the rooster crows. Vatos Vergallos. Chivas on cheap guitars, abuelitas with plastic bags, walking to the church with the Spanish candles. Dirty Baracho says, que putas, andale joto, your popsicle's melting. Run, little, run, do, run, 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 in the midnight sun. Replays, Guatemalan soccer ball, it's the replays. Mango ladies, vendedoras at a bus stop, sing a band of macho chorus.
What? The new Yanni cassette.
Lights out, RDS Radio. Turn that shit up. Lights out, RDS Radio. Turn that shit up.
Hey, what's up?
Holy crap, that was a cool. Who made that?
I don't know. I forgot who made that.
Oh, great.
That was a really good promo. One of the best ones we have.
Well, did they send it to you over AIM?
Yeah, I should probably talking closer.
All right, sorry. Did they send that to you over AIM?
Yeah, they sent it to me over AIM.
Well, we can just search your logs.
Later. But for now,
hey,
yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Oh yeah. Anyways, this is Coop and my guest host.
It's Atom.
Atom X. We're actually broadcasting from my computer just by myself.
Atom Ox.
Because I'm sure like a lot of people are right now. Lee is watching Sin City.
Yeah.
So we
got that out of the way pretty early today. So.
And it's really damn awesome. I recommend everyone to go watch it.
Well, actually, no, you don't really need to watch it. I'll just tell you what happens. Everybody dies.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
everybody dies.
You were already expecting that.
I mean, if you see the trailer, you know where it lists everyone's character. Yeah, they're all gone. They're all dead.
It's not even worth watching.
Just don't go. It's fine. Anyways,
hold on, I'm trying to figure this out.
We got a lot of. We have 12 listeners.
Yes,
on.
12
wow.
listeners.
Holy
yeah.
crap!
Sorry to everyone who were waiting for a show last week, but we just didn't work out. We kind of just barely made it right now, actually. So bear with us if it's a little kind of rocky.
Yeah, we don't have much in terms of a format tonight.
So we're gonna be pretty much winging this, like the first. broadcast that we
did. Hey, I can wing it.
Oh, yeah?
I'll wing it out right now.
That's cool. I hope you guys can hear us, because we kind of changed the way I set up my computer, and I'm not sure if it's going to work out
probably
as well.
Probably shouldn't play with that. Yeah,
don't play with that. Stop playing with yourself.
I can't stop playing with things in your
okay,
room.
Do we have something to say?
What?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say something, and I forgot.
It's cool, yeah. Man. And
cool.
We also have Grace, or Pero Pero, sitting in, but she's on her laptop playing The Sims 2. So
cool.
she'll be busy the rest of the night. So don't expect to hear much from her.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about we're gonna have Zarxrax.
Yeah,
as our Mr. Interviewee.
Senior Klontz over here.
He should be cool. He's actually online now. He's been waiting for us to call him, but we'll call him in like a few minutes or later on after we play some songs.
Yeah, and what else do we got going on?
You
got
to do the RDS thing?
What?
Well, I was just told of this, but apparently a deal went down with RDS and BSP.
I heard about this.
I think it was
big news.
Yeah, Knives and BT went at it at an Iron Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner actually, or the loser actually, has to move over to the other person's studio.
Well, the thing is, though, is like actually from, you know, more has actually happened since we talked to Lee about it this morning. Apparently, what's actually going on is SSJ and Nye has talked it over, and BSP and RDS are actually merging studios.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't hear about this.
I know, it's crazy. But
I've been gone the whole day. I've been out.
I know, we've been gone. But that's apparently what's going on. And I mean, there's a big thread about it. It's a lot of big controversy.
big controversy.
I know. Well, people are actually saying it's a monopoly.
We have protesters outside my window telling
me
we shouldn't do it.
Because, I mean, they're saying it's going to be too big of an AMV powerhouse.
I don't know what's going to go on.
I don't know. I mean...
Didn't they post a link to the actual Iron Chef match?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We should probably... this is where we would need... this is where we would need, you know, our little technical guy. You know, like, hey, Chris, research that for us.
Well, I'm gonna do the technical thing, I guess, while Brad talks to you.
All right, yeah, okay.
Quiet time with Brad.
So, AMVs, pretty gay, kind of dumb. I'm quitting AMVs. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, well, what's new? Always hardcore. It's pretty hardcore of a video, I must say. Nostromo, as I like to call him. It's fun. Hey, why not? We could use some fun videos on the org. And I haven't really seen a whole lot of FMA, but I did recognize that he pretty much exclusively use the intros and the outros, but hey, you know, if you can pull it off, why not? I'm a unabashed Scooter fan, so anything that uses, you know, stadium trance is okay in my book. God, what else? Wait, hold on, go back to the announcements forums. I don't even remember what's new.
See.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, wait. There's a Sin City
video. Should we get that?
Sure. Why not? We'll do.
Actually, anyone who's listening right now, since not a lot of people know about the show that we're actually doing, you guys can go spam.
Yeah, spam. Everybody.
Spam for us, please. I beg you.
Oh, wait a minute. Rosard has a new video.
Rosard.
Yeah.
What?
What is this?
I don't know if this is real. Right. Oh, it's his Dead Leaves video.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that's a good video. He's
well, hang
good
on, wait.
That.
All right, this is another Deadliest video inspired by a dare from Adam. Oh, I know what this is. Oh.
Oh, what
oh.
The hell does that mean?
Huh. Okay, everybody, it looks like he just put it up recently. So go to the announcements forum and look at Rosar's new video.
I'd call him up, but...
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fine. All right. Well,
I don't really know if a whole lot is going on. I mean, yeah, obviously the big news is the whole RDS-BSP merger. I mean, we just had this huge battle, and now it's...
Are you serious?
I mean, but you know what? I think the best alliances have come after a huge fight. I mean, you know, I had a good friend of mine, you know, back in the day. We started being friends after, you know, we had a big fight, you know. So, hey, I think it'll be cool. But, you know... What? No, I'm serious. I'm not... Don't
He's
laugh
hardcore.
At me. I am always hardcore. Yeah. Oh, you're putting back on your...
I think I'm gonna...
You try it.
Yeah, because I think it's gonna be too hard trying to
be like this. Yeah.
Use one mic. So you keep talking while.
All right.
I'm gonna add another microphone.
Okay, Jay is currently adding on an additional microphone, and hopefully, we're all
squared away,
and whatnot. Are you gonna have to unplug me?
No. Actually, we're gonna have to switch headphones.
All right. We're switching headphones. Hang on.
Because I just have to.
That's fine.
You can still talk for that.
I understand. Wait a minute. Alright, I get the uncomfortable headphones.
Sorry, man.
That's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. Alright, well, while Jay is affixing his ghetto-tastic headset setup, he's got these, like, open-air... headphone dealies. The headphones are really nice, but he attaches a microphone to it with a rubber band to make it a headset microphone. Surprisingly, it works really well, but it's still pretty ghetto. Anyways, we just ordered some Thai food, so that'll be
something to look forward
that'll
to.
That'll be scrumptious.
We just drove
up here from Champaign. It was about two and a half hour drive, and we got to deal with Chicago traffic. It was lovely. But me and Jay had some nice bonding time, and you know, things were said, and you know, feelings were expressed. And it was,
1 second.
You're
not talking yet.
It was kind of sexy.
Now we're on. You can still use this.
Oh, okay, cool. I want the nice ones. Ooh, oh, God, those are so pretty. All right,
we're back.
Hopefully everyone can hear us okay.
They should be able to. I mean, it's still set up the same way. Make
right,
sure it's
right.
Near your face.
All right,
there you go.
Cool.
All right, we're back.
That's another thing. Beck. Actually, two-part thing. One, there's a new Beck album out, and I just played a song from it called Que on the Guero, and the name of the album is Guero, so you should go check it out. And the Beck anime. This Tuesday, it'll be the final episode, and I am definitely looking forward to it.
14! Big 1-4. Big one. We have 14 listeners now. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Okay, yeah, everyone spam your friends.
Spam your friends for us, because, yeah, we're kind of all hectic right now.
Holy crap. I think...
don't worry.
I heard Christine scream, and then... Ah! Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a baby, man.
She is getting raped. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey. That's so not funny.
No, but she was like, no, they're going to rape me.
Well, okay, well, I mean, I've been getting all this stuff about people telling me to go back to Wednesday night. And actually, that would work better for me, because ever since we moved it to Friday, you know, we haven't been able to do it.
It's
then again, even when we did it on Wednesday, it was always some...
But he had a better track record of doing it on Wednesday.
That's true.
Than
the whole Friday thing just isn't working out. I'm not sure. Oh, and DCD is calling me out. He's saying the whole April Fool's thing, the BSP thing. I don't know. I actually think it's real.
I don't know. I mean...
I don't know what's going on. I just got back, so I don't even know what's the deal is with that.
Speculation, but...
I mean, I thought Sin City was going to be a joke, but that wasn't.
Yeah, we were gonna go into the theater, and it was going to be like, ha-ha!
There's no actual movie...
Fooled you.
Anyways, I think we're gonna go ahead and pl- play some songs for now, and then when we get back, we will call Mr. Dox Rex.
Awesome.
And then start our interview with him.
Mr. Rex.
Okay. You know, because of that, we don't have any like requested songs lined up for this night, so we're just gonna play songs that our special guest DJ, Mr. Adam X, will be putting in for us.
All right.
He
well,
brought in
you
some
gotta,
CDs. So.
You gotta give me the chair. Then.
All right, you can have the chair. Man. Actually, right. I'll just move over.
I'll just run the show over here.
Yeah, just move over, man.
Oh yeah, oh, that's a better idea.
Fool.
I am not fool.
Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, you can set it up. I mean, and then you can put on some radio promos for us.
All right. Awesome.
I think we have one for the VG3 track. I'm not sure if I downloaded it though, because I haven't been able to connect to RDS for like a week, so I really can't check if people have requested songs. So I'm sorry for that, guys.
All right. Well, this one's a little bit down tempo. Hopefully, y'all still like it. But it's by a band called group called Chibo Mato, and some of y'all may have seen the music video. It's I believe it's one of Michel Gondry's. It's either Michel Gondry or Spike Jonze, but it's a really cool music video, and it's a pretty laid back kind of chill song, so hopefully y'all like it, and yeah, check it out.
The velocity of time turns her voice into sugar water.
Into the earth, a woman in the moon.
song?
I get. We already have Alan on the line here, so you know what? We're gonna start our interview with him. Hi, Zarx Rex. You there?
Hey, everyone. 16 people.
Yes, we have a huge listener base for you, man.
Hey, you know what? It's Sin City night, so.
It is Sin City night. Everyone's out, man. You can't really compare with that.
Don't take it too personally.
I'm sorry, man.
We don't. Anyways, so what other than AMVHL stuff have you been up to lately?
Lately I've been working on VG3 track.
Oh yeah.
Oops, sorry about that. You guys probably couldn't have heard Alan because
what did you just do?
His volume was down.
Oh,
that's okay. We haven't started it yet. So
okay.
You can start over again. Ask the question again.
Well, hang on. Hey, it's here we go.
Yeah,
have.
We're starting over.
It's Zarx Rex.
Yes.
Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
There you go. Let's restart this interview.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Okay, so, Alan, what other than AMVHL stuff have you been up to lately?
Pretty much the only thing I've been working on besides AMVHL is my VG3 track.
Okay.
I've not really got much done on it, though.
Are you going to be closing out the project again this year?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? Well, I mean, it's already become kind of a tradition. I mean, you know, you got the whole project, and then you close out with, you know, an amazing, you know, Zarx Rex video.
I don't think it's going to be as good of a track this year as my last couple.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're
Although,
just lying to us, man.
Come on.
We all know you have something lined up that's going to be freaking amazing.
I've got Gambit helping me, though, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's Gambit.
I actually have an announcement regarding Jeff that we'll talk about later. But anyways, can you give us any information about, like what game the song is from, what anime you're using, anything like that, or do you want to kind of keep it a little on the DL?
I'll be using Streets of Rage 2 with the anime Iki Toasten.
All right. So it'll be kind of a fan service-y fight video.
Well, I'm going to try and keep the fan service down, but it's going to be pretty hard with that anime.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I will. I'm sure it'll be pretty to look at, if anything.
Yeah, I want it to be a effects video with pretty flashy colors and stuff.
Are there going to be floating shapes and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe.
Sweet. And I'm drinking a Capri Sun.
And
I was holding onto my mic. And I almost sucked on it because I forgot that it was in the straw.
I do that all the time. Like, if I'm sitting at dinner, you know, like, I have my drink here and the salt shaker there, I'll sometimes grab the salt shaker and go to drink, and like, oh, God, what am I doing?
I did that with, like, the gel earlier today. I was going to put it on my hair, but it was the shaving cream gel that I was going to put on my hair. Like, oh, what the hell? Good thing Grace stopped me before.
It's
I got messy.
Good job, Grace. Anyway, back to the
back to
interview.
Mr. Zarx Rex.
You're a pretty big anime fan. Have you been, you know, keeping up to date on any of the new series, or have you been?
No, I've not really been watching anything.
Really?
What was the last good one that you've seen, I guess?
The last one I remember watching was Elfin Lied.
Really? I still haven't seen
I love that track that you made for AMVHL on that. But I can't let it out yet. Even though I've sent it to a couple other people already. I can't help it. It's hilarious.
I think you sent me that one.
Yeah, I just had this thing, like this file on my downloads. I'm like, where the hell did I get this from? And I played it back, like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, it's got to be an AMVHL thing.
Yeah, I know. And then I just started sending it to people. I think Alan sent this to me. I didn't even know about it. Yes, that's right, people. If you're on my buddy list, you can just send me stuff and I won't even know because I have it on auto accept.
Yeah, and please, everybody, just when you're sending someone a beta of your video, just call it beta.avi.
Yes, every other beta.
Because it never gets confusing. It really doesn't. I mean, come on, seriously.
is MJ.
I know, and I like how he names it in caps. I think that's what makes it stand out. If you put it in caps, it's a beta. You'll know it's from MJ.
It's an MJ video, yeah.
It's an MJ beta.
Anyways.
Back to Zarks.
Can you give me a count of how many finished AMD Health segments you have in your possession?
Well, let me check. We've got two projects, AMV Hell 3 and AMV Hell 0.
Right.
On AMV Hell 3, I think we have right around 90 videos.
90?
Yes, about a half hour long.
Wait, and those are all finished videos, right?
Yes.
Jesus!
But then on AMV Hell 0, we've only got not very many.
Really?
Maybe, I'd say 30 at the most.
That's still, I mean, honestly, that's pretty impressive.
What are you
doing? Especially with you have like two or, how many, what's the deadline month again? It's like in 2 months?
July the 1st.
Because I was expecting, you know, you to say like, yeah, we don't really have all that many yet, but we're expecting to get a bunch, like, you know, like a couple weeks before the deadline, because that's normally how it ends up going down. But,
I'd like to get at least 200 for AMV Hill 3,
God.
And I'd like to get maybe 70 to 100 for AMV Hill 0.
All right, well, you heard it, folks. Get out there and make your videos. I know that I have a couple ideas I haven't really touched on yet. My girlfriend Laura actually has a pretty funny idea that she wants to do. So, yeah, that'll be cool. Coop, do you have any AMV Hell segments that you've got?
I'm not funny.
That's true.
I'm really not funny. The only funny things that I can do involve me getting hit by something.
Well, you started making that.
What?
You started making that Berserk.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it was still. I mean.
Well, have you seen the beta?
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Oh well, but it was at least.
Perfect for AMVL,
it was,
I guess.
Along those lines, you know.
I suppose.
You can do it. And you made Soul Glow.
Well,
you were.
That was a joke.
You partook in it.
And I partook in Typically Lost Something Forever.
Exactly. See?
That's true.
Come on, you can do
it. I don't have anything. I can only make fun of people.
So your AMVL track can make fun of.
Zarks? I don't even know him.
Make fun of Ian. That's always good.
Oh, yeah, because I know Ian.
Yeah, you do. Whatever.
All right. Anyways. Okay. Right.
All right. Let's delve into your history a little bit. How long have you really been into this hobby?
Well, actually, today is the 4th anniversary of the day I joined the org.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
You started on April 1st.
Yeah.
Good job.
Must have been a harrowing experience. I'm sure there was some kind of.
Was there a party that you did today?
No.
Damn.
I'm sure there was some kind of prank going on all the time. Well, was that were the new boards up by then, or was it still the forum, the PHORUM back then? Do you remember?
Oh, that was the original thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're old.
He's an oldie.
Okay, that's cool. I'm a newbie.
You're a noob.
I'm sorry.
You don't remember the majesty of the forum.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
Actually, I did know about the forum, but I refused to post in it.
What? But you weren't a member then.
No, I went into the chat room, the AIM chat room.
Oh, okay.
That I was the chat rat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had a personal vendetta against forums that I would never go into them.
Right. So anyway, Alan, since you've started into this hobby, would you say that you've met quite a cornucopia of different characters? Because I know that you hanged out with the like a lot of like the NHMK people, you know, like the Fluxy and his whole gang of, you know, miscreants.
His minions.
Yeah, it was neat going to AWA, just getting to meet everyone for the first time and see what they're really like.
Was that your first AWA?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'd been at an Amazement here in North Carolina, but only met like 3 people there.
Yeah, that was my first AWA last year as well. It was very fun. And it was really cool to. You were on. I remember like the big thing last year was RVG, and I remember in the like watching the RVG doc, and like I guess 75% of the people that like they talked to afterwards were like the Tetris video, oh my god. Yeah, it was pretty funny, and I was one of those people. And I was like you know, what videos did you like? And I was like, well, you know, Xarxes, obviously. Yeah. And it was pretty funny. All right, here's another. I was thinking about AWA and thinking about pianos and those guys coming over, and brings me to my next question. I know that you, in particular, are really getting into, like, Mads. And,
yeah.
You know, getting really interested in that. When did you first start, like, getting into Mads? I mean, has it been a while? Or?
It was a few years ago. I think I downloaded my first one off WinMX by accident, sort of. And then I just started downloading more, and I don't know.
Well, is that kind of what helped inspire your Dojin addiction video? Because that was kind of mad-ish. I mean, I still probably consider it an AMV, but I mean, it's still got a kind of, what is that? Sorry, anyways, something's beeping. Anyway, sorry.
I don't really think that was inspired too much by Mads, but I was watching a lot at the time, and I was trying to incorporate some of the same ideas, but
yeah.
I think it's really more just a regular AMV.
Yeah. Alright, that's cool. What are some of your favorite Mad characters?
Sorry about that. I'm in a dorm, so tons of people just walk
the door.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay.
There's a whole lot of Mad creators that I like. The stuff, pianos, Saiyan. I don't know. There's probably like 10 or 20 people that I can name.
Really?
So, well, I'm not sure if you asked this. Is he working on a Mad?
No, I haven't asked that yet.
Are you working on a Mad?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Like to,
have you given up on that dream, I guess?
I don't know. I'm planning to start on one maybe sometime, like, next year.
Well, wasn't it you and, I think, Omnistrata?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really getting into it.
Yeah.
What happened there? Oh. Your relationship
I don't know.
Just kind
is that,
of,
is
like,
that a sore subject
fall
or
apart?
No.
Did you guys get into a fight?
Guys,
no, we're still cool.
Did you guys break up?
You break. Are you guys seeing other people?
Come on, guys. You can work it out. Love always prevails.
It's a lot harder to make a Mad than you would think. It's just...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
When you're working
yeah.
with still pictures, you know, you've got to animate everything yourself.
So, okay, what type of Mad would that be? You want to explain to the people that don't know what a Mad is?
They're called Seishiga Mads or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just use still pictures from PC games or art books or whatever, and you animate the pictures to create a video.
Okay.
And it's a whole lot different from working with anime because you've got to use effects and stuff to actually make it flow.
Right, or else it's just going to be... a picture.
Yeah.
All right, what do you have to say to those people that just see Mads as just effects and no substance at all?
Well, some Mads, I agree that they are just effects with no real substance, but, you know, just like AMVs, Some of them are really deep. They've got a story to them, and you know, just like that.
Yeah. I know, like, some of them that I've seen, it seems like the line, like, at least from the ones that I've seen, the line between Mads and AMVs is starting to get pretty gradiated, you know? I mean, like, you look at, you know, some of...
Pianos?
Pianos videos and, you know, those kinds of things, and... Yeah, he does, like, the still picture thing a lot, but, I mean, it incorporates a lot of anime, so, I mean...
Well, those are... That's another type of man, which is the Duga man.
I know, but, I mean, like... Okay, fine. Then I'll just say the Duga man is, you know, it's starting... Yeah. How would you really, you know, classify... Like, okay, this is a mad or this is an AMV? Because, I mean, if I were to, you know, make an AMV and then start putting... incorporating, like, still pictures into it in that same way, would you then call it a mad or would you call it an AMV? You know what I mean?
Well, that's sort of tricky question.
When
you're working with anime, the only thing that's really different is the people that make them in Japan, they call them mads because it's just... We call them AMVs over here, they call them mads over there.
Gotcha, yeah.
But with the still picture mads... that's pretty much something that's unique to Japan. We don't really have those over here. So,
right. If
someone over here makes a still picture video, I'd say you could call that a mad, technically.
I see. So, if I were to make a video that looked exactly like Secret Waltz, you would just call it an AMV. But if Pianos made it, they would call it a mad.
Well, I guess so, but they're basically the same thing when
right.
It's anime, just where it comes from.
Gotcha. All right, that's cool. All right, well, how about we take some questions
from some callers here? Let's see, we actually have listeners.
And Bad Martial Arts just asked who the question asker was, and if it was Adam X, and he is correct.
He did?
Yeah, in the chat room, anyway.
Okay, well... Let's see if we can get him on. If he's on. But he's not on.
We're mean.
Sorry, you want to be on the radio? Here, Grace.
Grace, say hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh,
that was really sad.
Aw. How are your Sims doing?
Okay, well, apparently...
Hold on.
Alright, we're going to see if...
Okay, I've just been handed the news that... The battle between Knives and BT, Knives won and BT lost. I don't know what that means yet.
No, oh, okay.
I guess he's part of RDS now.
They were going to do an Iron Chef.
No, they did.
They did do an Iron Chef.
The thing is, I can't connect to the RDS site.
We can't download them.
So I really can't do anything. I'm kind of just the announcer.
I think is there a tie here?
Yeah, I'll go pick it up.
All right, well, I am now the sole proprietor of RDS Radio as Jay goes to pick up the food from downstairs. Unless Grace wants to sit in and talk for a little while. Go put on some headphones. We're talking to Alan Klontz, or Zarxrax.
Is he the AMV Hell guy?
Yeah, he is the AMV Hell guy, so...
Hello!
There you go. Now you can talk. Anyways, alright, I think Bad Martial Arts wants to call in. Wait a minute. I see. I think, did Shane get his internet turned back on? Because he's on Skype. Wait a minute. He did. That's cool. Good for you, Shane. Anyways, BMA, what's your Skype name, man? Oh, wait. I think that might be him. I don't know his real name. But I'm not going to call. Okay, alright. Okay, we just got a question from Caster. He wants to know, what's become of anime fan subs, in quotations? So.
I guess that's the fan sub group I'm a part of.
Okay.
We don't really do a whole lot. We're working on Twin Speaker, releasing very slowly.
Okay.
Well, there you go, Caster.
That's pretty much it.
Guess. All right, fine. I'm going to guess that this guy is BMA. Wait, no. Oops, right. Hit the wrong button. Duh.
Brad, what are you doing?
There we go.
Like you've never used Skype before.
Shush. All right, BMA is ringing. There we go. Raymond, you on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bad Martial Arts, everybody. Give him a hand. Hey.
Yay.
Anyways, do you have a question for Mr. Zarxrax?
Yeah, I probably missed most of the talk about AMV Health 3 because I was sitting eating. But, stuffing my face with pizza, cheap pizza.
Okay. Well, do you have a question about AMV Health 3?
What's the current status? I know you've been keeping up with it pretty well, you know, telling people.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
Okay, I don't hear myself anymore.
Okay, well, because once we take more than one person on, for whatever reason, that gets rid of the echo. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, for AMV Health 3, we've currently got about 90 videos. And for AMV Health 0, we've got maybe 25, I think.
90 videos?
Yes.
Crap, and only 5 of them are mine. I'm going to have to make a bunch more now.
Actually, I've made about 28 now.
Jeez. God. All right, that's cool. I got her. Okay,
and MJ is the only person making AMVL Zero videos right now.
Yeah, he made like half of them.
Yeah, I've seen... he released HAMVL for Ushikon. And I think he's trying to get them to play it. What? Yeah, I know he's back online.
Oh.
But anyways, we're trying to get him to show it at ASEN because they're actually gonna have a hentai thing going on.
Okay, anyways, I'm back. Sorry.
Right
and Jay is back.
I just went to pick up some food from downstairs.
We have Ty.
And who do we have here?
We have BMA.
BMA.
You want to talk to Zarx?
Okay.
Hey.
So, did you guys ask your questions and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I had to miss it.
Anyways.
Do we have any other ones lined up?
Not really. If anyone has any questions for Alan, please feel free to...
Maybe I asked
it. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Please feel free to message Coop or...
Oh.
What have you.
Someone.
What's that?
Well, I have a few more questions, I imagine.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me think.
Go ahead.
Well, let's see. My favorite video of yours, well, now not counting all the awesomeness of pretty much any of your videos, is the Smooth Criminal video, It by far.
I remember when you were working on that video.
So, you know, if you could talk about that, you know, your inspiration or anything, that'd be interesting to me at least.
Okay, well, my inspiration for that was some guy, I forget what his name was. He was running some 80s AMV contest, and I just decided to make a video to that, and I thought of Smooth Criminal with Lupin. And I was basically watching some of the Michael Jackson music videos, and I wanted to incorporate a lot of the effects and stuff out of those videos into my video, and my video really has a lot of little references to some of the Michael Jackson videos that most people probably wouldn't notice. Like in one Michael Jackson video, it showed these people climbing up out of the sewer, and I've got a clip in my video with Lupin just jumping out of the sewer, and all the effects that I used were effects ripped straight out of the Michael Jackson music videos. And that's pretty much it.
That's cool. Apparently that was a Tommy Roots contest. Thanks for Caster for pointing that out. okay. Do you have any more questions,
And then, of course, you know, everyone is a big fan of Dojin Addiction, you know, with all the flying comic books. You know, you were talking earlier about Mads, and, you know, that was like a proto-Mad.
Yeah, I remember that.
Perhaps.
I remember that came out just like a month before I released my video, and I thought, man, everyone's doing all these effects videos. I didn't know mine was going to make such a bigger hit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah, because now knowing Dojin Addiction, like, huh? Euphoria, like, oh yeah, I know that one.
Oh.
Sorry.
We're having issues defining our Thai food over here. I don't know what's what.
It's okay.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, you got any more questions, then?
Let me think. AMVL3, you know, all the videos are looking excellent for that. You know, are you getting a lot of excellent submissions for that, or are they all like
kind
of
eh?
We've got a few really excellent ones. There's a number of good ones and a couple that will just make you chuckle. They're not really all that funny, but there's not a whole lot that are really bad, I would say. Most of them are just pretty average, but a lot of them are pretty good. Project.
A lot of them were pretty average, but a lot of them are pretty good.
So which one is it, man?
Well, a few of them are really good.
Statistics are your friend.
Stupid question from someone. Pro or 6.5?
I don't really edit with Premiere a whole lot these days, because I'm mostly just working completely in After Effects, but when I do edit, I use 6.5.
Hell yeah, dude.
Boo.
Magic, use magic.
No, I actually haven't switched into Premiere.
How is it?
Haha.
Shut up.
Ah.
Shut up.
You heard it here,
secret,
folks.
The secret is out.
There is no secret. I haven't started using it yet.
I've tried Premiere Pro, but it just doesn't work well for me. It'll freeze up and stuff while I'm editing. I just can't work with it.
Okay.
Right on, man.
And Brad is eating.
No, I'm eating Bam E and barbecue pork. And
it's good?
It's egg noodles, and barbecue pork, and cilantro. And it is delicious.
Oh, no.
I'm going to wait on mine. So.
What?
Wait, are you
no,
eating?
Anyway.
Yeah.
You got any more questions, BMA?
I'm checking.
If you don't, you don't have to, man. We're not forcing you to.
I'm trying to create some content here.
We're gonna start calling up random people.
Call Jeff.
Okay, we're gonna call up Gambit now. You can hang around BMA if you want.
Okay.
Let's see if he picks up.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
You're live on RDS Radio, and no, we're not kidding this time.
Okay.
I think he's actually been listening, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, partially.
Okay, that's cool.
It's off and on. Yes, he doesn't really care.
So, we're gonna put you on the spot, and we're gonna have you ask Zarkstrak some questions.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Come on,
easily. Okay, Alan.
Yeah.
Wait, when do I not talk to you?
What?
when do I not talk to you, like, normally?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I talk to you anyway, but,
Well, then this should be simple.
Yeah, actually, I do have a good question about... What do you think is the most different thing from Japanese mats than, say, traditional AMVs? What do you think is the most different thing, other than the effects? I mean, more like flow-wise or story-wise.
That's a tough question.
Everything is a tough question to you, man. Sorry.
Well, with, say with pianos videos, for example, they just really flow the transitions from one scene to the next. There, it's not like straight cuts. It just, like, flows, you know? That doesn't make much sense.
No, I think it sounds like, whereas AMVs are mostly traditional editing based, Mads try to do the whole opening sequence thing where it's like, you know.
Yeah, they try to make it more like an anime opening sequence.
Mm-hmm. So what makes them fun? Oh, I gotta ask this question too. At AWA, what was the best moment? Because you were with Piano and Kaicho for all of the con, I think. What was the best moment you had with them?
Probably we went out to dinner at a Japanese restaurant the first night and had a lot of fun there. I was trying to eat with chopsticks and I'd never done it before. And I was making a fool of myself trying to do it.
I'm doing it right now. It's lovely.
Yeah, well, you got Thai. That sounds really good.
Oh, God, it's awesome. And delivered, too. Mm.
I'll be back in a minute.
Haha, he's going to get some food. All right.
We're eating
right now. Are we
still
at 16 listeners?
I don't know. How many
actually,
listeners
let's find out. Actually, I think we've gone down.
We've gone down.
Yeah,
now we're still sitting at 16.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Yay.
Everyone's out watching a movie. It's all right.
Yeah, everyone's probably gone, and most people didn't know about this.
Yeah,
and
it
just
was
sprung this up on people.
Yeah,
even though it's supposedly our regular scheduled time.
I know. Well, actually, an hour later, actually.
Whatever.
All right, sorry about that. I'm back.
Hey, welcome
it's
back.
It's fine, man.
Did you go order some food?
No, I had to order myself some laundry.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I won't clarify on that.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Leave the mystery.
Sorry to do this, but we're going to divulge a little bit from the interview while I have Jeff on the line. To announce, actually, that I'm going to be hosting.
Brad's pregnant.
That's true. That's you. I am actually pregnant.
Yay!
With my kid.
With Jay's baby.
I think they're twins.
I hope so. Anyways,
homeschool it.
I'm going to be actually hosting a couple online AMV Iron Chef matches. Nothing official, not anything with a tournament or what have you. We have people here that are they can't wait. Anyways, and one of them is actually going to be Jeff against Mr. Ian Roberts, Absolute Destiny himself.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, man?
Well, we haven't set a date for either of them.
Some random Sunday, maybe.
That was
yeah.
Such corny radio.
Yeah, we're gonna figure out a date and. I need to come up with a good challenging song for you guys. And another one that we just kind of put this together, you know, a couple days ago, but I was talking to SSJ Vegeta 0609. God, he has got to get a simpler name. I swear to God, there's so many syllables. Jesus.
You can just call him the SSJ.
There
really hasn't been anyone else.
The main. I mean, when I'm talking about him in casual conversation with people that I know, I call him SSJ, but I can't just say SJ on the radio and expect everyone. Oh, yeah.
SSJ Gohan. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, anyway, exactly. So he messaged me, and it was kind of ironic how it happened because I'd actually thought about him going against this person like before he'd even told me that he was going to be doing it. He and Wonka of Hypodermic Studios are going to be doing an Iron Chef match against each other. Yeah, and if any of you have seen Wonka's Iron Chef videos, you know, he is incredible. And
why hasn't he gone to AWA to match up with anyone yet?
What do you mean? Oh, well, I don't know. He hasn't been asked. So, I mean,
he's been given the shun.
Yeah, but he Iron Chefs during Ushikan, and he always gets really far into a song, and he just edits really, really well and very fast. So, but, I mean, SSJ, you know, has also, as of late, been really proving himself to be a really great Iron Chef editor. So, that's definitely going to be very interesting to see how it's going to play out. But, yeah, obviously, yeah, there's no date set for either of these, but figured it would be fun to, you know, let everybody in on that. And yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
Do I get to trash talk at some point?
Yeah.
Is there like is that a trash talk segment?
You can trash talk right now.
Right now. You can do it.
Right now.
I want to get into WWF, you know, wrestler mode. Be like, I'm going to get, you know, all crazy over his candy ass, you know, about, you know, Ian. And he'll be like, he'll retort with, you know, like, hey, well, that sounds nice, you fucking bastard.
Oh, my God.
I thought for a second he was actually here when he said that.
Yeah, he's flying in to my...
That impersonation was uncanny.
But I don't...
Bloody awful.
Oh, of course.
You know,
it's fucking ridiculous.
I'm gonna call up another random person.
Alright, call another random person. Why not? Ooh, that's a good choice.
Here's a random person for
choice.
You.
Oh, is he gonna splooge about SimCity the whole time?
Oh, probably.
Probably. We were already kind of splooging over it earlier, so...
God! What?
What an
idiot. Oh.
Hello? He's not here yet.
Why'd you fucking call me?
He probably doesn't even have his mic on.
God.
Okay, for those who don't know, this
just
is
let the chain sound like Napoleon Dynamite.
from always. God.
We're calling Cusiaro, and he connected to us, but he's not saying anything, so he probably doesn't
progress.
Have a mic.
He'd probably hear us, but he's like, I can't talk, I'm talking! But in a much, much lower voice. That man is the only bass, you know, I think it's the combination of his Taiwanese and Chinese heritage. It works out somehow to where he has this unbelievably low voice. It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's still not saying anything. So I think I'm going to give him the boot unless he calls me later on. So.
He's giving us the silent treatment.
I'm just going to hang up on him then.
I'm sorry for making fun of you.
No, he's not sorry. He's laughing.
Hang on, right.
All right. Who else can we call? Damn it. Oh, whatever.
Maybe his mic's broken.
Okay, Karin is sending us BT and Knives' Iron Sheffity. Well, I don't know whose it is.
I don't know.
Maybe it's both of them. Maybe put both of them together.
Because I still can't connect to RDS. I haven't been able to connect to anything that's on my server.
Well, that's
the past week.
It's pretty not convenient at all.
It's pretty bad.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Burntos RDS page right now.
Thanks.
You're the hottest.
Awesome.
He's a member of RDS.
And he's
Korean. According to the page.
He is Korean.
Whether that's
BT is Korean.
Whether that's a you know April Fools or
I don't even know. I just got back and I just got told.
You just got told.
No, what? I'm gonna smack you. We don't need an audience for this.
Yeah, this show is an April Fool's joke right now.
Yeah, actually every show.
Actually, this is a big April Fool's joke on Alan. Alan, we have no listeners right now.
Yeah, actually, no one is even recording this right now. So, aside from those 15 listeners,
Jake was just
who knows?
It seems like kind of a strange bet to make with someone that if you lose an Iron Chef to them that they have to join your studio because wouldn't you, if you crush them in an Iron Chef, would you want them in your studio? Think about it.
Actually, that's a good point. They should have.
I don't know.
They should have thought.
What's up with
better.
The common sense?
But like, hey, we know.
Shane is complaining to me and says, "Bah, you couldn't hear me." No,
yeah.
We couldn't hear you. So
yeah.
I don't know what you want me to do.
And
I'll call you back again.
You need a more fun personality.
Okay. Well, do you want to get on?
Are you much better?
Come on, Christine. Get on.
No AMVs. I'll just be the personality because you guys are so boring.
The
color
content.
We're trying to eat.
You guys are such fun people, but when you get
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Hey. Shut up.
My hobby is real.
No one would be interested in this because no one's online.
God.
You can't have me set my page.
Nobody wants to listen to y'all.
To y'all.
And
Oh, so we should put on a southern accent. Then everyone would listen to us.
Oh, hey.
Because we've already done
it. I hear something.
I know, but...
I hear a...
No, actually, if you missed it a couple of weeks ago, we did, we had the Iron Chef tournament played as we were broadcasting.
That was cool. Shane, are you there, man? I heard you for like a second.
I heard it. I heard
he
like a momentary.
Like a good mile and a half.
What is?
I don't know.
He was there, I thought.
If you're walking.
Man, this tie is particularly nutty tonight.
I don't know. 8 square
usually
blocks.
Usually when you're walking, it's just one of the lengths of the square.
I don't know.
Okay, is Shane on here now?
If you're going driving.
No.
I heard him for like a second.
Okay, let's
check that one.
Let's watch BT's Iron Chef video. I want to see this.
Are we just gonna watch it?
Yeah, we're gonna watch it on the air.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're gonna hear the music.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, actually, no, they won't.
Damn it.
Yeah, they will.
You can play it in Winamp.
No, dude. No, because we can still be recording everything.
See,
that comes
out.
Oh, yeah, you're true.
Are you still on?
That's true.
What do you want us to do? We didn't have a format ready for today.
Well, you guys suck anyway.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh!
Hey, who's still paying for that food that you're eating right now, you jerk?
Oh! Sorry.
Hey.
Anyways.
Hey. And it's not playing. What?
Play it in Media Player.
Hello?
Oh, wait, I'm playing the wrong one.
Shane!
Whoa! That was
hello?
Turn down the mic.
Oh, my God.
What's up, man?
You're a beast.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
This is the song that you use?
Yes! And he's using Beck!
Oh,
damn it. How long was it?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Wait, hold on. How long is it?
That's actually a good idea. I'm write that down.
Play it.
Yeah, can I hear me?
Hello?
We're getting like broken Shane.
Yeah, it was just
it's
10
like
seconds.
10 seconds. Wait, play it again. I want to see it.
That was BT.
I know.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Really loud. Turn down your microphone.
I'm insulting people.
You fool.
That was the worst shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're horrible. That's why you.
Is
lost.
That better?
No, it's really loud. Just. Shane, place your face a little bit farther away from the microphone.
Yeah, I'm wearing a headset.
Okay,
there you are.
I can hear your colon.
I can hear your thoughts.
This is this loud breathing like Darth Vader.
You're quiet.
What are we gonna do about this? Are we just gonna keep talking?
I don't know. Play it again. I didn't really get a good look at it because it was some other stuff was in front of it.
Is that better?
A little bit.
Yes.
That's awesome. Holy shit! It's only 10 seconds long, but he takes Chiba from Beck and has him.
Rat John.
Yes. That is the shit.
Sorry you guys had to hear that again.
I'm not.
Alright, whatever.
He had 2 hours and he made a 10-second video.
I didn't do that. I'm totally
BT.
Lost.
I guess that's why he lost.
I guess it's, I don't know. I mean, it's pretty damn good for 10 seconds, actually.
And he uses Beck, so I would have voted for him.
Got my vote.
I don't know. Are we going to just cut this in? Ow! What the hell was
what the
that?
Hell?
Who the hell was that?
It's gotta be Shane. He's got the super loud mic.
Jesus.
I guess we can play a couple songs.
Alright, let's play a couple songs.
Alright. What should we listen to? Alright, I forgot I was the guest DJ, so I get to pick a song. All right, hang on. I'm getting into the driver's seat here.
Is this better now?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, much better.
We got Shane.
Oh, because it said, like, the volume thing said mute, but it was actually, like, the bar was all the way up, but the mute button was selected, but it was still going for some reason.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't need an echo for Skype, dude.
All right, let's... I'm going to pick a song here. I would take requests, but I don't really, you know, I might not have what you guys want to hear, so...
Play a good song.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Play something excellent.
How about some Lovage?
Yeah, play Lovage.
All right. I'm going to play a song that is very near and dear to my heart.
Do you have sex?
I do, but I'm not going to play that.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to play... And, okay, I sent the song to Jeff the other day, and he said, his exact quote was, "Wow, that's a serious fucktastic groove." And hopefully you guys can feel the same way. Here we go. Here's Everyone Has a Summer.
A woman's love so much. In a beautiful love story, not all love is beautiful.
It's the strangest music to make love to.
Passion-filled rendezvous, heart-wrenching goodbyes.
A memory of love.
It's the way I've always wanted it to be, Elaine.
We'll be right back.
Alright, song's over. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
No, what are you doing?
Alright, Zark's gonna make an announcement.
Oh, yeah. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on, dude.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. A few people that tuned in tonight, you're really lucky because you get to hear this before anyone else. I just launched AMVHell.com.
Ooh.
It's the best site on the internet.
Oh, so there was something good about this.
And here's the best part. There's a contest.
Wait. Do we get free t-shirts?
No, the winner of the contest wins a free copy of the AMV Hell DVD when it becomes available.
Awesome.
That's awesome, dude.
To win the contest, go to AMVHell.com and go to the downloads page. And the first person to download the AMV Hell 3 trailer and watch it and post the running time to our board.
Do it.
Wins.
Quick, go. Whoa. I want to do it. Okay. See, we have an advantage because the listeners aren't going to hear this.
Not as easy as it sounds.
Actually, you know, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Zarks, but I forgot to turn up your audio so no one heard you.
No, I'm just messing with you. Oh my god, this is a.
It's a rar.
Dude, there's freaking sayings all over
this
the
place. This is a quality site.
Yes, you totally did it.
You got the broken counter. It's amazing.
Zarks, you are my god.
Alright, I don't know what to do with an ACE file.
Sweet. Go, Ridrock, go.
This sign is a part of the anime manga lovers who drink Coke wet brain.
What the hell?
Wow.
<It's a> dog.
Jesus.
Dude, the DVD is not found. I don't know about this.
Hey, Alan, how many times is this thing compressed?
Crap out of an EAR.
About 16.
Jesus Christ, I don't even know how to do this. I give up. I give up on the second one.
WinRAR did it for like five of them, and now I'm stuck at EAR.
So what are we supposed to do in the contest?
Okay, download the trailer.
I'm still downloading the trailer.
Lost.
Super internet.
Where the hell?
Damn you!
Where'd it go?
I don't know. Maybe it downloaded it. What?
No. I don't think it downloaded it, man.
What?
What? It's compressed. It's like a... There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus,
save
where'd it go?
Disk. Come on.
Wow.
God.
Yeah.
Everyone can post hints and stuff on our board if they want to.
It's not letting me get it.
Damn it, I want to be first.
I want to win. Damn it.
Are all these guesses on your boards just total guesses?
Yeah.
Because Eric and Tsunami.
It's compressed 16 times.
I am not getting this.
Yeah, I stopped after RAR.
Damn it.
I'm not even gonna click on it.
I would do it.
Holy shit. Full House on Nick at Night.
What?
Full House is now part of the Nick at Night lineup.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
on Nick at Night right now.
So
just, I didn't know that.
So is
That's
Fresh
really
Prince.
Fucked up.
So is Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Wow. We're getting old.
Right.
Yeah, we are.
They need to get Family Matters on there. Officer Winslow. Right, awesome.
I'm gonna play this EG3 Star Fox commercial. Just one second.
We have liftoff. This is the Star Fox team. Our mission is to defend the video game Project 3.
Video game Project 3, it's going to be hot. biatch.
Alright, sorry about that.
No, it was cool. Good job, caster.
Good job, guys. Alright, I don't think we have anything else to say now.
Not
we're
really.
Just gonna cut this off.
I guess. I mean,
alright, we're gonna cut off the broadcast, but
thanks a lot to
but anyone who's
Alan.
Actually on the conference right now, you can stay, we can still talk about nothing.
About nothing. But Alan, thanks a lot for letting us interview you.
Even
unfortunately,
it was
kind of a scramble at the last minute to put a show together kind of thing. So
dude, we have 19.
Sorry about that, man.
Sorry, we're gonna get him off.
It's been cool.
Alright, see you guys. Blah.
Yay.